Number one, this is a podcast for small to medium businesses. We're going to talk marketing, hiring, leadership, human resources, taxes, operations, everything you need to run your business better. Number two, the experts you hear on this show are going to give you easy to understand tips that you can put in place quickly. Number three, every day you gotta laugh. Life is too short to take it seriously all the time. This is 3 for 3. Let's go. Welcome to another episode of 3 for 3. This is Kirk Clayton, the host of the show. And, of course, this is the podcast that we give we provide three tips from a business leader, someone that can give a particular insight on his or her area of expertise. We ended up with a little bit of fun with three jokes. And today we've got a great episode. I'm really looking forward to introducing you to Mike Palmer. And Mike is the president of Dutchman Hospitality Group, which is a multifaceted company that employs 1,400 people in the hospitality and tourism industries. The business provides dining, retail, lodging, and entertainment experiences to a broad range of customers, primarily in Ohio's Amish country, but as well as campuses in Ohio and Florida. Mike has a significant history in the hospitality business that spans nearly 30 years and has included roles such as facility maintenance, restaurant manager, and HR director, and his current role guides the direction of operations, HR, marketing, and finances. Before entering the hospitality industry, Mike was very involved within an Ohio-based ministry that operated facilities where troubled teenagers could receive rehabilitation and guidance. Mike is an alumni of Malone College and Kent State University with his BA and MBA, respectively, and is also a senior professional in human resources and a food service management professional. Mike, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Kirk.
Well, today, Mike's going to talk to us about creating outstanding experiences within his area of expertise, which happens to be, as I just mentioned, hospitality and the various components that his campuses hold here. So, Mike, tell me, how did you get into this industry? What brought you to this? What attracted you to it?
Well, it was sort of open doors and closed doors. One of our board members at the ministry actually was involved in hospitality, and I was doing odd jobs for him during that time to help make ends meet. And the ministry, that door closed for me, and they were building a new restaurant, and that's how I got started. So it was a matter of closed doors and open doors. One thing led to another. I had management experience, and I'd asked about management position if they needed another manager, and I was told that, well, you know, not right now. I ended up overseeing facility maintenance, and it was good. It was very therapeutic for me because it's probably a little more burnout or whatever than I thought. So I did manual things, and it was really healthy for me. And after about a year there, they asked me to come inside. And this is interesting. I saw enough that I said, well, I think I've seen enough. I don't think I want to come inside, but I did. And that started our career there.
So as I introduced you, you're the president of Dutchman Hospitality Group, but folks that are listening to this might know this as the Carlisle Inn, the Dare Dutchman. Those are some of the more forward-facing names that we hear about, the Ohio Star Theater with their brand new theater in Sugar Creek there. So it sounds like this is an industry that when you got into it, you kind of went full force and didn't look back. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was, again, one step at a time. Got into management, then a general manager of a facility. Then we expanded to and became the general manager, VP of operations. Spent several years there, then ended up working with another family, a very similar situation, and then was actually recruited to come back to Ohio, which it's been a nearly 14 years, and it's a great experience, great family to work for, and a great people. We're blessed with an enormous number of phenomenal people whose hearts are engaged in the business. So,
well, I can tell you and listeners that if you haven't had the experience of one of the different campuses that Mike oversees, whether it's in the restaurants or whether it's in the inn and the lodging, top to bottom, it's just a great customer experience. So the staff that are there to help people, that guide people to where they need to be, or show them what, you know, what they should experience when they're visiting whichever campus they're at. I mean, just a fantastic job of creating that experience for customers. So I think that's a good lead into our conversation today. So we want to hear, I think, three tips that you can provide here, Mike, that what you've done, what you can recommend to other businesses to really create that unique and just almost as absolutely perfect as you can experience for your customers and clients. So what's tip number one, Mike?
Tip number one, I think, is really doing the fundamentals really, really well with every single person every single time. And then some, and then going beyond that. You know, we're in the food business, we're in the hotel business, we're in the retail business, we're in the distribution business, we have meat and cheese, we're in the entertainment business. And so we better have good food hot, cold food cold. We better have clean, comfortable, warm beds. We better have clean, well-maintained facilities. We better have the product, the boutique and gifts that people want to buy and merchandised in a good way. We need to be efficient in our service. We need to be efficient in being able to welcome people and bring them, cast them out from the first impression to the last impression. You know, the fundamentals, you've got to do the fundamentals really well. And that goes for, you know, my understanding, my finite understanding, and whatever business you're at, whether it's products or services, you got to be able to be good at what you do first. Otherwise, and you know, we talk about it internally here, you're not even in the ball game. There are, I think I just read recently, 80%, I think it's 80% of people that get in the restaurant business are out of it in pretty short order. So, yeah. You know, you got to have the fundamentals.
So thinking about that, when you have new employees that come on that are new to the culture, what do you do to help them get those fundamentals right? Is there something that kind of a guidance or a mission or some sort of a quote that can kind of bring them under understanding to what that value system is?
Sure, Kurt. And that leads us into really my second talking point is the key to this all. We have to have good training. And we embarked on a journey back several years ago where we embraced a system. John DeJoyes is big in making price irrelevant and focusing on the experience and focusing on the guest and being guest-centric. And so you got to have a good training program. But I really feel like the key is capturing our employees' hearts and engage them in our vision, which is to glorify God through serving others through the gift of hospitality with excellence. We have to help them understand and capture their hearts with what we're trying to do. We are more than a restaurant. We are more than a gift shop, a retail store. We are more than a hotel. We are more than a theater. We're here to create outstanding guest experiences for people and to be a positive impact and influence to our world, society, and to every single person that comes to us. People that come in the door, I mean, they bring all kind of baggage, right? They might be going through a hard time. It might be a joyous time. They might be carrying baggage. They might be in an argument with their spouse, or you know, we seem to be a facility that ministry is done, whether it's pastor and parishioner, whether it's ladies groups or men's groups or Bible study groups, marriage retreats, that kind of thing. But the bottom line is trying to help our people engage them in what we're trying to do. Yes, we need to do the fundamentals really well, but if we engage their hearts in what in the bigger picture, the higher purpose, if you will, they're going to figure out how to execute it better than we can ever legislate it or dictate it or put it in policy and procedure. So that's our hope. That's our efforts. Are we always successful? Absolutely not. Are all of our people perfect? None of us are. But if we can get hearts engaged, that's the key to differentiate and executing outstanding guest service.
Well, you know, I think it's a great point. And as you look at what you have to accomplish in the tourism business, you talked about what people may be bringing into the doors when they first walk in. Everyone that has a family that's gone on a family vacation knows you've traveled X amount of hours on the road, right, or in a plane, and you've gotten to, I mean, most times when you're traveling, you get to the hotel first and you check in and you're tired and you probably had someone on the plane or on the road trip that had to make a bathroom trip unexpectedly or has something that is weighing down them a little bit.
Sure.
That you need to change that frame of reference right upon impact. And I think that what you're just saying here, that when your team believes that in their heart of what your mission is, they can do that time and time again. Whereas if it's just something that's superficial, they can do it on days where they're happy. But if your staff is having an off day too, and they're greeting someone who's having an equally off day, you got a bad combination there.
Absolutely. And the idea here is just to treat people special, treat people real. You know, we understand that in any business, right? We appreciate the fact that people have chosen to come to our places to do business with us, whether it's hotel, restaurant, entertainment, gifts, whatever. So we appreciate the fact they've chosen to do business with us, and we're trying to convey to them not by what just by what we say, but by the way we treat them, by the way we come across, by the warmness and friendliness of our staff, that, yeah, we appreciate you coming here, and we're going to do our best to serve you and treat you very well. If we make a mistake, we're going to do our best to be accountable for it and correct it. And being able to convey that feeling, that sense that, hey, you're special. And we've seen it happen repeatedly over and over again. We have people that come here every day or come here once a week or once a month or three times a year. I had a couple here in Walnut Creek just here. The lady got cancer and they're not coming anymore. But they would drive over an hour every day to come here. Where they come, well, they're passing up hundreds of restaurants, right? Why are they coming? It's because the connection with our people, with our staff, and that's key.
And at the end of the day, that makes the difference. When you see people that come back year and year after year, and you know them by their names, you know you've done something right.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely. So tip number two there was make sure you've got great training in place there, and that it aligns with what your company's mission and your values
right.
are. So what's your third tip?
Third tip is you got to reinforce it. You got to model it. You got to nurture it. You got to encourage it. You got to teach it. You got to reward it. You got to correct it. And we like to say, especially those of us that are doers, we need to be very intentional about catching people doing well. And when we see something that someone has done well, make sure they hear it, reward them, praise them, encourage them. Same way with correcting it. And another, I think, key to that is when we get guest feedback. And sometimes with social media, I mean, people are much freer in this day and age to express themselves and their experience. And yes, sometimes we get negative feedback. We failed. We fell short. But by and large, we get an enormous amount of positive feedback. And to make sure your staff are seeing that, are hearing that, are listening to that, that, hey, I served this person. And oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes even, customers will call out a particular person's name. Or if we have a group event, and the servers, they need to see what the feedback was. And when they get all that positive feedback, that just helps perpetuate what we're trying to do. So
I love this point. And I think as a leader of a company and myself, providing a model for that reinforcement can be a very tough thing, providing a structure for that. Because you can get those good pieces of good feedback. You might get 10 one week and you might get 0 the next week, so it makes it a little easier. Do you have a way of structuralizing the way that you provide the reinforcement that your staff is doing a good job?
Well, we have different programs. We call it, it was titled a wooden nickel program, but where our managers and staff can give out wooden nickels when they catch somebody doing good. They can collect those, they build a value, and they can use it toward buying a room or buying a gift or buying meals or whatever kind of business we're doing. So that's one deal, and we try and incorporate in terms of in our space, in the hospitality space, the best benefits that we can to assimilate.
Okay. Well, great three tips there. I'll just go through them one more time. Number one, make sure you get those fundamentals right. Number two, the great training. And then number three, coming down to reinforcing the message. So thanks, Mike, for those tips. And I know that businesses across the board, no matter whether you're in hospitality or tourism or manufacturing or the service professionals, they can use these and hopefully improve their businesses as they listen to these.
Absolutely.
Okay. Ready to have a little bit of fun?
Let's go, man.
Okay. So I've got three. I always have terrible jokes. They're always really, really, really bad. I'm fortunate to be sitting in person with Mike today, which always helps a little bit. I hope a little bit. I'm going to try to get you to laugh at one of these. Do you like a good joke?
Absolutely.
Do you like a bad joke?
Okay.
All right. Well, I know that you touch a little bit of marketing sometime. I got three jokes here that have to do with marketing one way or the other. And so, first off, what do content marketers use to wrap presents?
I don't know.
White papers.
Okay. Okay.
Not bad, not bad. Warming up the crowd here. Well, did you hear about the partnership between Anheuser-Busch and the Red Cross?
No.
It's not too bad, but what I really love about it, they have a great slogan, "This blood's for you."
Help us. Help us.
That was bad. Hit rock bottom there. Mike, you like to travel some. Have you ever been to Greece?
No.
Athens? No? Okay. Well, why don't people wake up early in Athens?
I don't know. Why?
Because dawn is tough on Greece.
Okay. There you go.
I got a few chuckles there. Mike, thank you for being on the show today. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to seeing the great things out of your company here.
Thank you, Kurt. My pleasure.
If you'd like to get in touch with Mike Palmer, he invites you to call him at 330-893-2926 or email him at mpalmer, that's M-P-A-L-M-E-R, at dhgroup.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Dutchman Hospitality Group or any of its properties, including the Dare Dutchman restaurants, the Carlellians, or the Ohio Star Theater, please visit www.dhgroup.com. Thanks for listening to another episode of 3 for 3, and until next time, have a marketable week.